Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Coverage of Chiefs and Bills brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. Oh, still recovering from the drill bit there.
Fiscoe.
And Fiscoe is fantastic. Mispronunciation of your name is terrific.
It's
Mitch,
good. Yeah.
Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs, along with Danny Hughes. Myself will be on the broadcast Sunday, 5:40 the kickoff on 106.5 The Wolf.
You have a rain slicker for the game?
I do.
Is that Joe Klingsta?
Art Haynes has your pregame at 2 on The Wolf and right here on your official broadcast partner, the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
You get some Chiefs galoshes for the game.
You gotta have galoshes.
That is the biggest change for me was all those comfy road trips in the Big 12. I go to Fort Worth and the end of a season, and it's like 80 degrees out. Like,
yeah,
I'm like, sure. Oh man, I gotta find like layers and stuff. So yeah, I was layered up like the Michelin Man last week. So mm-hmm. I assume I'll do that again this week, but with rain gear as well too, right? Chance of a different track coming right. up on Sunday. So it was raining.
You're going to wear a poncho?
A poncho, yes, if I can. If I can. Coverage of Chiefs and Bills brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. You heard Mitch Holtis. Very optimistic, though, about the injury perspective, at least for Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm. As long as Jersh isn't over there at third,
that's right,
we're going to be okay.
Holding him up.
See, I was more concerned, is Alex Gordon playing left field?
Because you don't want to run on him.
Right. So either way, if Gordon's playing left field or Jersh is at third,
right.
we could have some issues.
Yes, if Jersh is the independent concussion
right.
he specialist,
hold up Patrick.
I'm not so confident. But
somebody from the text line did bring a good point. We need to make sure the independent concussion guy does not have any ties to the Buffalo
yeah.
region. I'm with you on
all
that.
All those conspiracies are yeah fine. And then Bashad
just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
He did. And then Bashad Breeland. Wasn't quite as optimistic about.
Right.
And I thought that was the one that was probably the case that, like, if they were making the case for Mahomes not really being concussed.
Right.
They weren't making that case. Bashad Breeland was in the concussion
Correct.
Protocol. So,
and that's the one I've told a lot of people yeah. this week around the country, calling us, doing interviews and whatnot, you know, talking about the game, about the injuries. The Breeland one is the one that has me most concerned, if you will. Obviously, Mahomes, if he doesn't play, then, you know, we're talking about something totally different. But the Breeland one for me is the most concerning because I look at that one as the guy who probably has the worst chance. And that's what Mitch said. He's like a baseball player between first and second, waiting to see if the ball's going to drop. We really don't.
But the good news is I think he could score from first.
Yeah, probably so. Yeah, absolutely. I think he could too.
So if that's the analogy, then I'm cool with it because if it does drop, he can run.
He could be like Lorenzo Cain yeah. and just score from yeah. first on a looper to
so
right.
I'm
yeah.
cool. I'm cool with that. So.
Yeah, I'm good with that as well. And hopefully he does pass that because again, I think with the way that they throw the ball, I like Josh Allen a lot. It's part of the reason once my alma mater KU dumped the football program, I adopted Wyoming because of Josh Allen. It was that year he kind of took off. And
oh,
so,
you didn't see him get shut down by the Hawkeyes in Iowa City then, huh? You didn't see that
I
one,
I did
huh?
see that.
Yeah.
I did see that one.
Yeah,
that,
you did.
I did.
Yeah,
I absolutely did see that. It was first of the year. I'm like, man, I may have picked the wrong team
Iowa
here.
Shut him
right?
down. The Chiefs have shut him down.
That's right.
Yeah, I feel
you
pretty good
it.
About
you,
this one.
You got it working good. But no, I've always thought he was a pretty good quarterback, right? So he is a good quarterback. Stephon Diggs is obviously a very good wide receiver. John Brown coming back helps them out a lot. He wasn't there in that Week 6 matchup. So they've got they've got guys that can catch the football, guys that can get open, and a guy that can deliver the football to them. And so Breeland not being there has been my biggest concern all week. I'm not losing, sleep over it or anything like that, because I feel like they can backfill, especially at that spot. Josh, we didn't have Breeland for the first 4 weeks of the year. We went, man, that defensive backfield's playing really good. Guys stepped it up. But for me, this is going to be different, obviously. It's a championship game. The Bills are better than they were at the beginning part of the season. So the Breeland injury does have me concerned, but that means somebody else is going to have to step it up. And as we've talked about, for me, it's been Frank Clark. It's time, man. It's time to go out there and have a playoff
time
performance.
Time to take the diapers off? You going for a meal on this one?
That. Okay. Sure, we can do that. It's time, though, man. It's time for Frank Clark to go out there and play like the guy that we know he can be.
So a lot of optimism about the quarterback. Andy Reid discussed how Mahomes is doing in practice.
Pat looked good out there.
That's all I need.
He did a nice job when he was doing it, and looks like he's moving around well. He feels good. So it's just important that we follow the protocol, and that's what we're doing. So
did a nice job when he was doing it.
Yep,
so I'm good.
That's right.
That sounds like another glowing report.
Right. And anytime you can get somebody to tell you you're doing a nice job when you're doing it,
Run.
I don't know what more we need.
I'm good here.
I don't know what else we need to hear.
Yeah.
We need some neurological guy to come in and say something. Andy Reid saw it. He looked good doing what he does.
While he's doing it.
While he's doing it.
That to me is more impressive.
Yeah.
It wasn't like an aftermath. It was like right in the midst of it. You're like,
correct.
It's pretty good. Eric Bieniemy asked how Mahomes has looked in practice.
He looks like Pat to me.
Okay.
So
there you go.
What else do you need?
He's been great in meetings. He's fun. He's energetic. So you can always count on Pat being Pat.
There you go.
Well, I mean, why do we need a neurological expert?
Pat is Pat.
Pat is Pat. Looks like Pat to him.
Yeah.
We're good to go.
Hopefully the independent guy knows Pat when he's Pat.
Correct.
And that'd be good.
Right.
And that's all fine.
And if he doesn't, maybe we can get the Tennessee guys with McDonald's bags.
Not above that. Stakes are high here.
That's right. Yeah. Jeremy Pruitt available.
Yes.
He is, actually, right?
Yes, he is.
Hey, coach, bring some of those McDonald's
bags.
He's
got a trunk full of McDonald's bags.
Have McDonald's bags will travel. Who's next?
So he left town, packed up his office and his McDonald's bags.
Right.
That didn't happen. So all eyes on the quarterback. We'll get the official designation today, but it still may be like when the injury report comes out later today, it still may be questionable.
Sure. Yeah.
And
honestly, do we have to have a ruling today? Can't we do that on Sunday?
Does the neurological expert
have to rule today?
No. But this is the last injury report before the game.
Correct,
so the injury report, I'm saying the injury report may come out today and it may say questionable.
Got you.
Okay. And he may not be cleared. He may not be cleared.
Right.
But questionable. Right?
Right.
And that's not definitive. It just gives you the last look before, arriving at the stadium on Sunday.
Right.
So the last official look comes this afternoon. And again, don't read too much into what is placed by the name, because he might not be through the steps and get the final check mark and the stamp. We don't see when they get the pass.
Right.
So
do we, what's the old saying? Fake it till you make it. Is there a way we can get?
No, I think he's good. I don't think there doesn't have to be anything nefarious here. Right. It's just, he has to go through the steps and it sounds like it's going to be just fine.
Right.
So it's good.
How many times do we hear former players tell us, back in the day when they were playing, they would never say it was a concussion on the sidelines. They'd fake like a knee injury or something to get them looking.
Rub your elbow.
Yeah. So the head can clear up a little bit and get back
out there. Pick the body part. Yeah.
Oh, what did you hurt this week? My knee. Oh,
yeah. God. Yeah. and that's why also the quick helping to the feet.
Yeah.
That's training.
Get him up. Stand him up. Let's go back a little.
Couldn't get through that one though in this particular case. So all signs point to the quarterback being available. Willie Gay, probably not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing since he hasn't practiced for a couple weeks, but also more importantly to me, Bashaud Breeland, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and Sammy to a certain extent. I want to see playoff Sammy. Playoff Sammy's really good. So getting those guys back would be good. And then Rashad Fenton could be a big one too. Missed last week, but if Bashaud Breeland can't go, you definitely need to have Rashad Fenton back, or you're getting to some slim numbers at that corner spot.
Has there a deli around the town that's made a playoff Sammy? Because if not, they've
missed the boat.
They've missed the boat on that.
There you go. We're getting all kinds of ideas out for everybody. Your chance to win Smokehouse Barbecue. Listen for the Risk It for the Brisket pick coming up. And Lace is out, guys. Lace is out next.
That's my whole place of football.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
Brisket.
You gotta risk it to get the brisket.
Hamburgers.
You gotta risk it to get the brisket.
Barbecued beef ribs.
You gotta risk it to get the brisket.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
It is your chance to win Smokehouse Barbecue each and every Friday at 8:15. One of us makes a weekend pick. Monday at 8:15, you tell us who made the pick. Did they get it right or wrong? And you can win yourself a $50 Smokehouse Barbecue gift card. Very simple.
I feel like Mitch Holthus doing this one this week, Josh, because I've got props. I don't have a drill.
Do you have a drill? Well, don't have the drill. Don't step to this.
I don't have the drill.
You don't have a drill.
All right, here we go. Bear with me here for a second. All right? A lot of questions about the quarterback this week, right?
Okay.
I think Patrick Mahomes is going to have his best playoff game to date.
Wow.
Patrick Mahomes right now kind of reminds me of Dr. Bruce Banner. Remember Dr. Bruce Banner from The Incredible Hulk?
I thought you were going to say The Incredibles for a second.
No, The Incredible Hulk, right? Yes. All week, people have been talking about and questioning, is he going to play? How effective is he going to be? I feel like Patrick Mahomes is angry.
There you go, drill bit.
Drill bit, right? And as Dr. Banner once said, you wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Well, I think Patrick Mahomes is angry. I think Patrick Mahomes is mad, and I think Patrick Mahomes is going to go out and have a Hulk-like performance. He's angry. People are doubting him. They're doubting the team. He's angry that the people are doubting the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes will throw for over 300 yards and 5 touchdowns in the football game on Sunday.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
So there you go. Remember,
drill the Bills. Huh?
Fesco says 305 touchdowns.
Right. No, 300. Yeah, something like that. If he has 305 touchdowns in that game,
300, comma, and 5 touchdowns.
Right. Over 300 yards and 5 touchdowns.
Which actually sounds like something Fesco would say.
I do have to clarify that because, yeah, Bob would say that. Mahomes will have 305 touchdowns. So, yes, you're right. You're right. I should have had a better pause there.
Would you take the under on that?
Yes, I would.
Yeah, I would.
I would hammer the under on that one.
You wouldn't drill it?
I would not drill that under.
I would, but I think he's going to
have a good game. I don't think you drilled that prediction either. But
that's fine. All Monday at 8:15, just remember Fesco's pick. You tell him if he's right or wrong, you can win a $50 Smokehouse Barbecue gift card.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
You can always count on Pat being Pat.
It's true. Not doubting Pat. And I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, so there is a possibility he throws for all those touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did it against Houston.
I definitely wouldn't, I wouldn't have him running in the end zone this week. But that's just me.
Well, we'll see.
But you never know. You never know. All right. I don't even know if I want to talk about this, Bob. This is like one of those situations where it's like I have put my fingers in my ears on this all season.
Yeah.
Pretty much all season.
You have. And I'll give you that.
I've just kind of like, okay.
I kind of just ignored it like it's just not happening.
I know, but it has happened, right?
Yeah.
The field goal kicker left 4 points on the board.
Right.
Last week. A big
4 points. Big 4 points.
So an extra point miss and a field goal miss. And he's had the extra point problems all year. And I really haven't wanted to talk about it. Like, it's like just... You go fix it.
Right.
I don't think you're moving on from the kicker. You go fix it. You go off to the side like special teamers do in a practice situation. You guys go off to the side and figure it out. Okay? We don't want this to be an issue. So you go figure it out. Well, it's been a playoff issue, right? There are 4 points missed last week. Dave Tobe, the special teams coach for the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
You might not like this. The misses last week were not on Butker.
It had nothing to do with what happened earlier. It was just an operational glitch that we had, with the rotation of the ball. The laces came down in a weird spot. Not one time all year did that happen, or in practice, for that matter. And it happened twice. And both of those kicks, we rotate in a different way. It's just an operational glitch that we cleaned it up, and he had a great week of practice, and he was on point this week, so we're good.
Okay.
The laces were in! They were in!
Laces out.
How many pictures did people tweet you of the laces in this week?
Oh, geez.
And they were.
I know.
And they were. So is my wife right? Is it on the guy with the hair that holds the ball?
Laces out.
Tommy Tuberville or Tommy Thompson? Like, what's his name?
No, it's not out. On Tommy Townsend.
They were putting this one a little more on Winchester. Sound like the ball was not spinning to the right rotational axis when he caught it. I don't know, operational glitch, you say.
Winchester is so good as a snapper. He can count the rotations with his snap where the laces never appear for him, for the hold. But in this case, the laces appeared.
Oh, no.
It was a combination with the weather and this little bit short, whatever we did there. We figured it out this week. But the laces showed up to where they were facing Butker. And then Tommy has to deal with, getting them out of the way, which it's a matter of which way we're going to rotate the ball. So, he rotated, where Butker could see the laces for a longer period of time.
What?
That's what we want to do. So we want to rotate it.
Get a life.
So it goes away.
It's a baseball coach.
I didn't want to get real technical with it, but I guess you forced me to it. But that's really what it is. That's why I just said it's an operational thing that we got it ironed out and, fixed.
That sounds like a lot of baseball excuses.
Laces out like you're supposed to. Ray would never have missed that kick.
It's true.
It sounds like a lot of baseball
laces
excuses,
out.
Doesn't
laces
it?
Laces out. Yes, it's just laces out, man. I mean, don't let Butker see the laces because it throws him off. Spin it right.
So wait,
put it down. Put the laces
can't
out.
Can't see laces.
Well, this is on everybody. Okay, so if the snap wasn't right, so the holder needs to spin the ball. How many times have you seen the holder spin the ball?
But also, apparently, the snapper is spinning it so great normally that not even the holder sees the laces. It just arrives laceless.
Maybe
and he
we
puts
should get
it
him.
Down
and
so, we kick it, and it's no big deal.
And so Butker sees the laces, and he goes,
yeah, exactly.
Just kick
it's
the
like
ball, bro.
Yeah, we need like a horse blinder or something.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
So he doesn't
yeah.
see the laces.
Like, seriously,
he
just
looks
kick
down,
it.
He digs in, he sees the meat of the ball there, boom. He sees laces.
Yeah, I'm not standing.
I mean,
for
legitimate
that.
Question
kick the ball.
Here.
Quick,
legit
I mean,
question.
Come on.
Like they have different balls for kicking, right? Like they have the K ball.
The K ball. Yeah.
Just take the laces off of it.
Yeah, my grandfather had a K car. It was a nice Reliant automobile.
That's a good reference there. Why don't they just take the laces off the ball? Like, is it integral and part of snapping?
That's a good, yeah, I don't know.
Because I think they hold it by the nose of the football, right?
I mean, like I got to be honest does. With you. Whatever Dave Tobe said there, that's white noise to me. You're the kicker. Kick the ball. I don't care if the laces are left, right, up, down, in, out.
I don't understand this.
Like,
just an aesthetic
well, I mean,
thing
he saw the laces and, oh, my God, he freaked out. Oh, my God, laces.
I didn't realize Harrison Butker had the skittishness of a deer.
Yeah. Like you see the laces and, oh, my God, you're going to have a coronary.
It's so inside baseball almost.
It really is. I mean, that's like, a baseball excuse if I've ever heard one.
So basically,
I have enough pine tar.
He had great control. Just didn't have command. Just didn't have command of that kick.
That was some of the most inane stuff
again,
I've ever heard.
For the people in the back, let's remind everyone. Dave Tope said all year long it wasn't Tommy Townsend's issue that Harrison Butker had been extra towing the football, like an extra toe on it. I don't even know what the hell that means. Right. He was towing the ball.
Right.
And now all of a sudden it's James Winchester's fault too. So at some point, I think, I don't know, maybe I'm just going out of limb here. At some point, we should probably also blame Harrison Butker for missing a field goal or an extra point.
It's all three of them. They really have nothing else to do in practice.
I mean, just
figure
look at
it out.
Look at the text line. Look at Twitter. Look at Facebook. Everybody on social, they're all blaming the Pro Bowl punter. By the way, who the special teams coach, a guy who everyone thought was going to be a head coach 4 years ago.
Right.
Like, a guy who knows his football is telling you it's not this guy. And we got fans. Oh, it's all that Tommy Townsend's fault. Get a haircut, hippie.
No, you don't want to get a haircut now.
I don't think
you don't want him to get a haircut now. You save that for the offseason if you're going to get a haircut. You don't do that anytime.
So whose fault is it?
It's all of theirs. Yeah. But it's an operational glitch.
No accountability.
Do not show Butker laces.
Right, right. That's
will
the bottom line.
Flip the F out.
A big story coming up, and Ian Eagle of CBS will drop by. He's going to be at Arrowhead on Sunday. We'll hear from him next.
Dan Marino should die of gonorrhea and rot in hell.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
Staff Hour brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967. Commercial free until 9 o'clock. We're going to talk with Ian Eagle of CBS and Westwood One coming up in just a couple of minutes. Get his lay of the land for the postseason, but also check in with one of our favorite broadcasters.
He's unbelievably good. Talented.
So is his kid.
I don't know if he's any better than his kid, though. Yeah, we'll find out.
Yeah, we'll have to give him some grief on that. Noah did the Nick broadcast. Noah Eagle was the one on the Nickelodeon.
Oh, I thought you meant the Knicks. I'm like, I thought he was doing the Clippers.
The Saints Bears Nickelodeon broadcast. Yeah. He was handling that and was pretty awesome at it. So we'll talk to Ian Eagle coming up in just a couple minutes. Big story.
Everyone, I'm sorry for the delay, but the big moment has finally come.
It's the big story.
This may be the biggest thing that's ever happened.
If it's what you're talking about, it's what we're talking about.
My God, are you still talking?
On Fesco in the Morning.
It had nothing to do with what happened earlier. It was just an operational glitch that we had.
Oh, no, sorry, that's wrong. I was wrong.
Oh, that's not the big story.
I can't deal with any more kicking, Dave Tobe.
Good Lord.
You guys go figure it out over there. Just kick
it
through the
uprights, please. Just dry kicks and figure it out.
Just go kick the ball,
one
man.
Thing,
I can't
like, I just present to me a good kick. I don't care what goes on behind the scenes. I don't care about your dry swings and your laces. And
you don't need
all
to see how
excuses.
The sausage is made in this instance,
just
right?
Just get it done.
Yeah.
But there's a certain amount of rotations that a good snapper
will put on the ball. That's great.
He can count the rotations as it leaves his hand.
Those people can attend that conference in the offseason to learn all about it. But yeah. No.
Filibusters long enough on this, we'll forget about
just
it.
Just kick through it.
Chop wood, watch this tape, and get ready for the next day.
There you go. Andy Reid, how did Patrick Mahomes look in practice?
Pat looked good out there. He did a nice job when he was doing it, and looks like he's moving around well. He feels good, so it's just important that we follow the protocol, and that's what we're doing.
There we go. He did a nice job when he was doing it.
That's right.
And that's the update from Andy Reid. I'm cool.
I'm
great.
Good. I don't need to hear anything else. I don't need anybody else to examine him. I don't need any more information. I'm good to go with that.
At this point, you just need the clearance.
I don't even need that guy to come through. I'm good.
No. He has to, though.
I know, but I'm saying I don't need him.
That's part of it, though.
Andy's given his blessing, Josh.
But Andy can't ultimately decide, okay, on this one. This isn't the everybody's knees, his own knee, or anything else. They have to get the check mark.
But it's Andy Reid.
They have to get the Guinness World Records guy that comes and monitors the sound, an Arrowhead guy. He has to come through and give the blessing to get Mahomes out of the concussion protocol. But it sounds like they're well on their way to doing that, and whether or not that's before the injury report today or just sometime before kickoff or what have you, I think there's full confidence he's going to be able to play.
Just has to get
that official stamp of approval, the blessing, as it were, from the league to be able to play on Sunday.
And as the text line pointed out, hopefully this guy has no ties to Western New York.
Yeah, I don't want any of those conspiracies.
I want to hear you went to college there, you dated a gal from there, or you knew somebody from there.
That same person that's like going through the list of officials and finding out and seeing if they have any ties to Buffalo.
I don't know
if Bill Vinovich has any ties to the Buffalo, greater Buffalo area. So looking for conspiracies or anything. But Patrick Mahomes, well on his way. We chatted with Mitch Holtis, the voice of the Chiefs, in the last hour. He's pretty optimistic about just about everyone except for Willie Gay and maybe Bashaud Breeland, because it sounded like he was still having some steps to go through in the concussion protocol as well. And that would be a big absence for the Chiefs if he's not available in the secondary. But seemingly good reports on Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Sammy Watkins, Rashad Fenton, all of whom missed the game last week. A lot more optimism that they can possibly play coming up on Sunday. 5:40 the kickoff on 106.5 The Wolf. I'll join Mitch Holtis and Danny Hughes on the call and pregame at 2 with Art Haynes, both on The Wolf and right here on your official broadcast partner, the Chiefs 610 Sports Radio. So there is the big story.
It is time to talk to one of my favorite broadcasters, Ian Eagle of CBS, Westwood One. He'll be on the national radio call this week for the AFC Championship game. And Ian, how does it feel to be like the second most popular Eagle in your own household now that Noah's taken the world by storm?
I'm comfortable with it. I'm ready for retirement. Is there an island somewhere I can go to and that'll be it? I'm cool with it. If that's where we're going, I'm okay with it.
That's good, man.
I think the last time we talked, he was in your study or something, right? He was back and you had to kick him out of the house.
Yeah. He was back on scholarship. He was consuming lots of food. I just maybe don't understand how the body can actually have that level of metabolism at my age. I just am in awe of it. But back in L.A. and going strong with the Clippers right now. We're playing very good basketball, and who knows, maybe a collision course for the Nets and Clippers in the NBA Finals when the smoke clears.
That would be a lot of fun, man. So I got to say, I turned on the Nick broadcast just to see what it was about. Him and Nate Burleson were superstars, Ian, and I'm not just saying that because you're on the show. I've been telling everybody, that's the next broadcasting duo that I want to watch every single Sunday. I thought together they were fantastic at that. As a dad, what was it like for you to watch your son make his NFL debut in the same business that you're in?
Yeah, very surreal, but I must admit, I could not watch the game live. I was doing a Nets-Oklahoma City Thunder game, so as I was calling out Shai Gilgeous-Alexander driving to the rim,
right,
my phone was blowing up. I got seven texts. No. I got 500 texts. It wouldn't stop to the point where I had to turn the phone over because I couldn't look anymore because I had to focus on the game. Then I got home and got to watch it on replay, and I was blown away. I just thought, they handled everything so well. Everybody did their role well. Everybody in production as well. It really was one of those really nice moments in broadcasting. We forget how it's supposed to work sometimes in sports television. It is supposed to provide people with entertainment and joy, and that's exactly what this did. It was light. It brought a lot of levity, and it just was different and unique. So a lot of fun, but very strange in my role, in the parent role.
Did you like the slime in the end zone? Do you think that's something you guys can incorporate more on a random Sunday?
I thought it worked. Every time it was cool, you were then anticipating it. When the guy broke the plane, you're like, oh, it's going to happen, right? They're going to do it again. Yeah, it was really well thought of and well executed.
Talking with Ian Eagle, CBS Sports, Westwood One, all over the place, does the Brooklyn Nets as well. And Ian, you've been around the league for a while now, as has Andy Reid. What's your favorite Andy Reid story?
I would say on a personal level, look, I'm not the healthiest of eaters, and our production meetings would be on Friday. If you were doing the Chiefs on a Friday, that would often be fast food Friday, which meant we got to participate in fast food Friday. So I just enjoy that Andy recognized that we're all humans. We like things that aren't exactly healthy for your body. And stepping into Kansas City Chiefs facility was a little different than all of the other teams on a Friday. I can tell you that. But the one that stands out for me, we had the Chiefs-Patriots playoff game, divisional round. Now it's, probably 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And we go in for the production meeting. Dan Fouts, Hall of Famer, terrific guy, one of my best friends. He, right at the start, we sit down, and he would joke around with coaches and say, hey, just give me your first 15 plays. And every coach would be like, okay, yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna do that. And Andy goes into his attaché, he takes out the script, and he hands it to Dan.
Wow.
He says, yeah, go for it. Go for it. And Dan starts laughing, and he's like, seriously? He goes, yeah, if you can make it out, go for it. So, Dan starts looking at it, he's like, I think the verbiage has changed a little bit. He's like, yeah, it's changed. It's changed, but, how about it? And that was that. And Andy was half joking and half not joking. Of like, hey, it doesn't matter. You can see what they are. My team's got to go out and execute it. This is when Alex was still a quarterback, and the offense was really good. Obviously, we know what happened when Mahomes became the quarterback. It went to another level, and the creativity is incredible. And that's really, for me, what stands out. He gets his guys open. His scheme is so impressive. And the wizardry of Mahomes is what makes the magic. And the fact of the matter is, Andy was so confident, even pre-Super Bowl, and, hey, I like what I got down on paper, and check it out. You can see it for yourself.
Did Fouts figure it out?
No.
I mean, a quarterback would have a chance. I mean, a quarterback would have a chance at looking at that script and going, I think.
No, in all sincerity, we got in the car afterwards to head back to our hotel, and I said to Dan, we're sitting in the back seat, I go, so how much of that do you understand? He's like, like 30% I could gather. I saw the concepts, but obviously the verbiage is different and how they scheme it up. But, you know, he just found it funny. All these years, Dan is a really humorous guy, and he would try to push the boundaries a little bit with coaches, guys that were willing to go there with him. And Andy and he just had a really nice relationship, and I think Andy, in the moment, just found it pretty comical. Like, you want to see him? Here you go.
There you go. Ian Eagle with us here on 610 Sports Radio. And the other night you were doing the Nets and Cavs, and you said this.
Sexton has scored 39. Another? Oh, Sexton is not human!
Do you ever utter that about Patrick Mahomes?
Yes. Yeah, I hope people realize that is not a criticism. If anything, it is the exact opposite. I'm saying that he's gone to a different place that we can't relate to. It's not human in that way. Yes, Patrick Mahomes, trust me, during that MVP season, I definitely had to come up with new and exciting ways to describe what he was doing out there on the field. There are certain guys that do that for a play-by-play guy where you just know, all right, I got to be mentally prepared because there's a chance he's going to do something that we've never seen before. And you don't want to be the announcer when they play back the highlight 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now. And they're like, man, what was that guy doing? Was he taking a nap? Was he not on top of it? That was incredible. And that's why, even in the NBA, and I think this has probably conditioned me in a way to think in this manner, something could happen at the 10:42 mark of the first quarter with LeBron James or one of the many great players, that if you're not there, if you're not in it, if you're not feeling it, then it's over within a finger snap. It's done. So Mahomes is definitely one of those guys, and there have been many times where I've thought he's not human.
Did somebody like criticize you for saying that? Because the way you started it off, like, of course that's a compliment. Did somebody say that you were not being complimentary of him?
I think, when the opposing team hears the call, so there might have been some Cavaliers fans after, like, wait, is he ripping Sexton because he's the Net broadcaster? No. I'm applauding him, and in fact, the emotion that I gave is real emotion, and it's not based on it's the other team, so you can't really show emotion. In my mind, a great basketball play is a great basketball play. It's the same thing on the football field. It doesn't matter which team it is. If a team is doing something at a high level and you're not conveying the emotion and the drama at the moment, then you're not doing your job. So I know we get into discussions and broadcasting about homers and how you have to act in this manner, and I don't know, I just always put that to the side. If it makes you jump out of your seat as a broadcaster, odds are it's going to make the person at home jump out of their seat when they're watching it. And isn't that the whole point of this? Is we're supposed to mirror what the action is dictating. So no, it was not widespread criticism. There's been widespread criticism previously that I wear a toupee on the internet. That is also not true. This is all real. It's real and it's spectacular.
That's well done. Ian Eagle of CBS and Westwood One. It is one game at a time, but if Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes get two back-to-back Super Bowls, what sphere does that put them in?
Yeah, that's another level. You know, I was obviously preparing my notes and getting all the factoids, and you forget that it's not that common. It's not that easy to win back-to-back Super Bowls. So the last time to do it, we know the New England Patriots pulled it off in 02 and 03. We're talking about now 17 years since it's happened, and there have been great teams that have won two out of three, and the Patriots obviously were a dynasty. It just doesn't happen that often. It doesn't happen in the modern NFL. There's a reason why seemingly every year a team goes from worst to first in the NFL. You can improve, and you can have these one-year wonders that emerge in the National Football League. To sustain excellence is really challenging. And you know, the one thing I would say, even about last week, and I'm sure you guys broke it down from every which angle, Andy Reid going for it on fourth down, the play call, the way they executed it, and the reaction from the public was all appropriate. It was gutty, and it was risky. But I feel as if because Andy Reid won the Super Bowl last year, he had the license to do it. And what I mean by that is, given the circumstances, I don't know if Andy Reid would have done that a year ago. And that's not a knock. It's just the reality of the situation. When you've won a Super Bowl, you can be a little more loose and free because you can't ever take away the championship and the story and the run, which was incredible. And look, they converted it, and here they are in the AFC Championship. If they didn't, there would have been a lot of criticism from all parties as to the decision. But when it works, it works. And right now, they're still on that roll. They still have that magic dust that's working. And he's got so many weapons on this team, and it really is like a kid in a candy store because it's the perfect offense, the perfect personnel, and the perfect head coach to run things.
Yeah, it really is. And I mean, I think we're spoiled right now here in Kansas City watching this team on a weekly basis. And it's just amazing to watch. But Buffalo's good as well. I mean, I think we got the makings of a pretty darn good AFC championship game, Ian.
Yeah, guys, they're really good. I had that Buffalo-Indianapolis game. I had a couple other Buffalo games during the season. And the improvement that Josh Allen has had from last year to this year, it's not like, oh, wow, he's made a nice jump. No. He's transformed himself into an MVP-caliber player based on the flashes that he used to have and turning that into the norm. He has harnessed all of that talent, all of that ability. Everybody always talked about how hard he worked and how dedicated he was, but then you would just see games where it just didn't click. And even the first game, I mean, that's really the last time where it didn't work. The Kansas City-Buffalo first meeting, that was one of the only times that it looked like the 2018-2019 version of Josh Allen. Since that point, it's been few and far between. Even that loss to Arizona game that I did, the Hail Murray game, he was sharp, and he led them down the field on what felt like it was going to be a game-winning drive. His accuracy, it's uncanny what he's done and the improvement, and that says a lot about him. It says a lot about Brian Daboll. They're a really talented team. They're absolutely capable of pulling it off against Kansas City, and I think this is going to be a legitimate battle.
Before we let you go, I want to get you into the greatest of graces with Kansas City. I heard Dan Patrick ask you the other day if you could take Joe Buck. And I think fans in Kansas City, after the 2014 World Series, after he praised Madison Bumgarner, be like, yeah, let's go, Ian. Let's take Joe Buck. But do you find yourself constantly in a spot of telling people you don't hate their teams like Joe Buck is?
I think because I'm not officially on social media, I don't have to deal with it quite as often as Joe does.
Are you unofficially on social media?
I made a decision. No, I have a burner account. That's it. that's all I got. So I poke around. I'm a voyeur. I pay attention. But I don't have any accounts. And I'm not saying just on Twitter, on any platform. So I think it's probably saved me a little bit from the day-to-day criticism. I get it. I understand. I must say I can see where people go there because you do blame the messenger at some point. If your team's not playing well, it's not rational when you really think of it. Obviously, the announcer plays no role whatsoever in the result of the game, but I understand you have to blame somebody, and you start running out of blame for the players and the coaches, so you start blaming the guy with the microphone. So it's part of the deal, and most of the time it's really more on the fun side.
I didn't hear the interview, so could you take Joe Buck?
Yeah, that was a very direct question from Dan. It's funny. So this is now in 2 days I've had to talk about my fighting skills, which I've been in one fight my entire life. Fifth grade, I was told by someone that I was fighting James Schneff at 3 o'clock. I had no idea. I didn't even know I had beef with James Schneff.
Right.
And I'm like, really? I am? And lo and behold, after school, 3 o'clock, I show up and there's James Schneff. It was snowing out. I had winter gloves on. I closed my eyes. I threw a punch. He was much taller than me. I connected with the bottom of his chin. He went down. I walked home and I got a slice of pizza. Like, that was it. It was over. So I'm 1-0 at this point. I'm
retire.
On the
team, so retire.
You can form your own conclusions on this.
Oh, wait. Schneff's not on the other line. He wants a piece of you.
Yeah. Iron,
I don't want a rematch. Can I make that clear? Yes. No rematch.
No yes, rematch. Gotcha. Iron, we appreciate the time as always. Enjoy Kansas City as much as you can in this pandemic time that we're living in. Enjoy that game, my man. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm thrilled to be going to Kansas City and thrilled to be on the call for Chiefs Bills, and I do think it's going to be a fun one. Guys, keep enjoying the ride. It's been wild.
All right, we will, my man. Take care. That's Ian Eagle of CBS Sports and Westwood One here on 610 Sports Radio.
I love our chats with him.
I do, too. So he's unbelievable.
So good on the air, too.
Yep.
I mean, and his kid's really good.
That's not just telling the dad that.
No.
He's fantastic.
No,
fantastic.
He's really, really good.
Yeah.
So we thank Ian Eagle. He dropped by joining us on the show today on the Comfort Systems Heating and Cooling Hotline. Brandon Flowers joined us earlier in the show. Chiefs defensive back joins us each and every Friday at 6:45. He discussed as well concussions, coming back from concussions, and how he kind of experienced them on a couple of occasions. And it's not always easy. That sometimes he had multiples and bounced back no problem. Another time, took a little bit longer, so had some good information about being on the concussion protocol and what that means. But also, we had asked him about Josh Allen basically said, you know, hey, we need to go out there and score with the Chiefs. And I think we're all in agreement, you and I, Brandon, anyway, trying to outscore the Chiefs isn't quite the recipe.
I don't think any team in the National Football League can outscore the Chiefs. The Buffalo Bills can't score. But I definitely think that's the wrong mindset. I think Cleveland had more of the right approach last week. They just wasn't punching the ball in the end zone where it's they just started running the ball. When they was running Nick Chubb and he was getting 5 yards to carry, and I think Patrick Mahomes maybe only had 2 possessions in the first quarter, that's the way to beat the Chiefs. You keep Patrick Mahomes off the field where he can't score. Like the first 2 possessions, he had touchdowns, but he only had 2 possessions in the first quarter. So that's the way to beat the Chiefs. Keep Mahomes off the field, because if you're trying to score quick and you go let him gonna come out and get on the field quick, that's definitely not the right formula to try to beat this Chiefs team.
Hello, I was like, yeah, I wouldn't do that.
No.
I wouldn't go there. Gotta keep him off the field. If you can score but have really long drives, that's ideal. But that's also sometimes asking a lot. The you know how I feel about the score too quick.
Yeah.
You know,
oh God, yeah.
It's not that you score when you score, and it's really, I think, difficult to score slow.
Right. But I don't think you go into the mindset of we have to outscore the Chiefs. I think that's a bad mindset to try to use, because as we said earlier, you can't outscore the Chiefs. I mean, the Chiefs will say, all right, fine, if you want to get into a shootout, we're going to beat you. And you go back and you look at a lot of shootouts that this team has been involved in over the years, and they don't normally turn out well for the opponent. I think since, you know, Patrick Mahomes, since the 2018 season, I looked at the 2019 season and the 2020 season, there have been really like 2 shootouts. Now, the Raiders and Titans, I think, were both shootouts, and the opposition ended up winning those games in those type of shootout games. But any other team that tried to go really score for score with the Chiefs ultimately loses that football game. The team's just, as good as Buffalo is, they're just not as good as the Kansas City Chiefs offense. And that's not a knock against the Bills. That's just the reality that we're living in. This team just has another gear, and going in and trying to match them score for score seems to me like a futile attempt at trying to win a football game.
Time for another edition of Doting on Mahomes.
Which quarterback do you want, Mahomes? The most valuable to his team, Mahomes. Who has the most to lose, Mahomes? He's the lead dog. He's been in the league for three seasons as a starter. He's about to start his third consecutive championship game. He went from 50 TDs and 12 interceptions, MVP, to improving that ratio, Super Bowl MVP, calling his own number with a 60-yard pass to win the game. And now this year, if anything, maybe he was better than the previous two seasons, was 14-1 as a starter this year. Didn't even play the last game. Patrick Mahomes is the guy I want with the game on the line. He has everything Rodgers has, a little bigger and stronger, and a little more gunslinger in him, a little more juice in terms of, I think, the way the team rallies around him. Give me Mahomes.
That was another edition of Doting on Mahomes.
Max Kellerman's becoming a real Mahomes honk, isn't he, on ESPN?
Yeah.
It's good. Welcome. You don't have to have that anti-cheaper button ready for him. Just
don't even
to,
get
just
it
about
up.
Now.
They know
excuse
who they
excuse
are.
Me?
They
phrasing. But yeah, Max Kellerman, he's really on Mahomes. Like, he wants none of it.
Yeah.
Pick that's what you normally do, right, in the postseason. Like, pick the quarterback, pick
the
coaching
quarterback.
Pick
the quarterback and quarterback. Yeah. Coach and quarterback. That's all you need to look at.
I think Sean McDermott's really good.
I think they're really good.
I think Josh Allen's really good. But Andy Reid's better, and
right.
Patrick Mahomes is better.
Right.
Roll with it.
Right.
Don't overthink it. Don't overthink it.
Nope.
This half hour brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound. They're Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967. We'll play a little Chiefs win if next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound. Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.